Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Once again, my name is Father Mark Malezeva, and we greet those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And the Mass for today is the Solemnity of All the Saints. Let us all rejoice in the Lord as we celebrate the feast day in honor of all the saints, at whose festival the angels rejoice and praise the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Glory
to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, in abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. I read from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I read from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels, who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees, until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked, from every tribe of the children of Israel. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The word of the Lord. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face.
Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face.
The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face.
Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is in vain. The Lord, a reward from God his Savior, such is the race that seeks him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob.
Lord, this is the people that longs to see.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Something that I do, but I don't particularly enjoy, is working out. Now, it's one of those things we're told, of course, that we should work out from time to time, whatever that looks like in our own state in life, so as, of course, to be healthy. That's sort of the whole purpose of working out, is to be healthy, to be in shape, and all those things. But it seems, though, that beyond that motivation, oftentimes there's another secondary motivation for us to work out. You know, for instance, I can think of examples of grandparents, right? I want to work out, I want to be in shape, so I can be around for my grandkids. No, we do it for the health. There's also that other motivation. We want to be around, right? Another time, too, I'll be able to keep working and everything. So you work out in order to be able to continue to work, to be able to do whatever job you must enjoy that you want to continue to work into your later years. For myself, it's purely so I can enjoy ice cream with no guilt. And that's what I did yesterday, because today's a solemnity, right? We celebrate whatever way we do. For me, it's ice cream. So I ran yesterday so I can enjoy it with absolutely no guilt. It's a secondary motivation, right? Secondary motivation. The reason I bring that up is, of course, because of All Saints that we have today, in which we celebrate in one feast all the saints in heaven. All those saints that we know are there, the canonized ones, recognized saints, all those that we don't know because they've gone to be with the Lord. We might not know them explicitly, but we know those to be in heaven as well, because that's what it is to be a saint, is to be in heaven. And we celebrate these in all in one celebration. And the beauty, of course, of our faith is that there are all those saints. I'm sure for each of us, we have our own particular patron saints. Saints that we go to for prayers, saints that we relate to in whatever different way, because as you know, there's a whole host of them, and a whole host of different backgrounds, a whole host of different upbringings, a whole host of different passions, interests, desires that we can relate to them. But the whole motivation, at least in my mind, that we celebrate today, the reason we look at all the saints, our motivation should be to help us to go where they already are. That's the whole purpose that we celebrate these saints. Because as you know, they're in heaven. As we heard in the second reading, they shall see him as he is. So the glory that we give them down here below doesn't really mean a whole lot. They're looking at God. The motivation for us is that we want to be able to look at God one day, to be in heaven. And that's why we remember the saints. That their own perseverance, that their own dedication, their own conviction of how much they loved and knew the Lord might inspire us to do the exact same thing. So we can enjoy them. So we can be with them one day in heaven. That's why we celebrate today. It should be our motivation to help be where they are. The greatest help with that is what we're doing right now, is the Holy Mass. Because it's a reminder. It's a reminder of what Jesus did for all those saints. It's a reminder of what Jesus did for us. His passion, death, and resurrection. So we have the opportunity to go to heaven. And that's the beauty of daily Mass. You have the opportunity to be reminded of it every single day. I don't know about you, but I need that reminder. As the host is lifted up, as the chalice is lifted up, it's a reminder of the sacrifice so we can go to heaven. And not only that, but we're able to receive him in this Mass, but then also afterwards, adoration, all these things bring us closer to him, which hopefully brings us closer to heaven. So as we continue out of this celebration, we ask for the prayers of all the saints, that though their time on this earth has passed, their struggles, their tribulations, they're in heaven, they may spurn us on. They may be our motivation to follow the same path, the path of the cross, the path to Jesus, that ultimately leads to heaven and our eternal salvation. Because of the solemnity here today, we stand and together we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate to the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting our Heavenly Father, who has given us the example of all the saints, present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis, all bishops and priests, that they will be sanctified in their service to the Church and become holy examples of love for the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that we will have a greater devotion to the saints and realize more deeply our own call to holiness and love of neighbor, we pray to the Lord. For government leaders, for those running for public office, and for all citizens, that they will work for a society that respects the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in media, that the promotion of truth, goodness, and beauty will become the foundation of their efforts, and for a successful Relevant Radio pledge drive this week, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all children, that they will look to the saints as role models, so that they too will learn how to help further God's kingdom on earth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they live with all the saints in glory, and especially for the repose of the soul of Franco Trumpe, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, in the example of all your saints, you've given us an example of strength and perseverance, closeness to your Son Jesus. We ask that you look kindly upon these our prayers and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, so become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, so become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these offerings we bring in honor of all the saints be pleasing to you, O Lord, and grant that just as we believe the saints to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience a concern for our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Towards her we eagerly hasten as pilgrims, advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the Church, through whom you give us in our frailty both strength and good example. And so we glorify you with the multitude of saints and angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Invite those watching or listening at this time to make the act of spiritual communion. And we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom. body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. As we adore you, O God, who alone are holy and wonderful in all your saints, we implore your grace, so that coming to perfect holiness in the fullness of your love, we may pass from this pilgrim table to the banquet of our heavenly homeland, through Christ our Lord. Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Holy Mass. I invite you to please join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel.
Be
our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.